In this bulletin, rescuers continue to dig for survivors after the Indonesian tsunami. No end in sight for a partial US government shutdown. And in sport, all-rounder Mitch Marsh replaces Peter Hanscom for the Boxing Day test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Indonesian rescuers continue to search for survivors along the west coast of Java, hit by a tsunami that's killed at least 429 people. Authorities say more victims are expected to be uncovered. At least 154 people are missing. Rescuers have used heavy machinery, sniffer dogs, and special cameras to find bodies in mud and wreckage along a 100-kilometre stretch of Java's west coast. Rescue worker Hendra Manalu says it's been a traumatic ordeal.
I've been here since day one. Everyone is devastated. People are looking for family members, trying to collect lost belongings and seeing what's left of their homes.
Oxfam says its assessment teams are working with Indonesian authorities to determine what's needed on the ground following the tsunami. Oxfam's humanitarian manager Meg Quatermain says problems arise when large numbers of people are homeless. She says two main problems need to be addressed.
What Oxfam will be looking at in the areas where people are displaced, they're gathering in settlements, clean water and sanitation will be a priority because there is no facilities, and we'll be looking at supporting the authorities to work with clean water and sanitation in these immediate days.
US President Donald Trump says the partial shutdown of the federal government is going to last until his demand for funds to build a wall on the US-Mexico border are met. Mr. Trump says he's not budging.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want. But it's all the same thing. It's a barrier from people pouring into our company, into our country from drugs. It's a barrier from drugs. It's a barrier. You know, there's a problem in this world today. It's called human trafficking.
Funding for about a quarter of federal programs, including the Departments of Homeland Security, Justice and Agriculture, expired at midnight on Friday. Without a deal to break the impasse, the shutdown is likely to stretch into the new year. The Builders Collective of Australia says it's worried that regulation and compliance are not strong enough in the nation's building industry. The comment comes after safety concerns were raised over high-rise apartments in Sydney's west when residents say they saw and heard cracking in the 38-storey complex. Residents of 51 units in the Sydney Olympic Park building remain barred from returning to their homes while assessments are carried out. The collective's national president, Philip Dwyer, says the building industry faces significant issues.
The actual regulation and compliance of the industry is nowhere near strong enough, and that's the core issue of why we exist and why we are concerned. It's too early to say what the issues are with the Sydney high-rise, but most certainly the concerns, we are not really not terribly surprised that something like this could happen.
A hot air balloon with 12 people on board has caught fire and landed in a paddock in Victoria's Yarra Valley. A 27-year-old woman was taken to Maroondah Hospital for observation after suffering minor injuries. It follows another incident on Friday when a hot air balloon carrying three recently engaged couples crashed into a tree in Eltham North. Australian shoppers are predicted to spend close to $2.5 billion today at Boxing Day sales across the country. The Australian Retailers Association says shoppers in New South Wales will likely spend around $790 million today, the most of any state. Retail Association Chief Russell Zimmerman has told Sky News retail sales are set to be strong.
We've forecast $2.4 billion worth of sales today just for Boxing Day. However, it's not just about Boxing Day because obviously it goes beyond Boxing Day, and we forecast $18.3 billion worth of sales from Boxing Day through to the 15th of January. Having said that, that's around a 3.1% increase this year. We're very happy with that. We think that that's pretty much on target.
To cricket, all-rounder Mitch Marsh has come into the Australian team facing India, replacing Peter Hanscom in the second test. Marsh last played a test in October against Pakistan, scoring 18 runs and taking 2 wickets. Skipper Tim Payne says Marsh's ability to support the bowlers will be crucial.
Obviously, it's a long series. Our bowlers have had a really big workload, and we feel that we're going to need Mitch's bowling at some point. Yes, that's why I've made the change. We think Mitch can come in and do a really good job with the bat, and obviously he'll give great support to our bowlers, so it's a bit of a win-win.
Well, now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 29. Adelaide, sunny and 37 degrees. Much the same in Melbourne, a top of 26. Hobart, possible shower and 20. Canberra, sunny, 35. Wollongong, similar and 25 degrees. Sunny for Sydney, 28. Newcastle, sunny and 29. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 29 degrees. Showers with a possible storm in Cairns and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.